I have certainly enjoyed the meeting from the time that we got here for the Thursday night service all the way through. As each minister has come before us, the Lord has blessed them to preach most of the time as a result of some of the things that they have said. I have felt that if I had the opportunity at that time, there are certain things and certain subjects that I would felt that I would like to talk about. Another one, then another subject. Seemed like this morning, as I come before you, Brother Mann has brought so many different thoughts and ideas and scriptures, subjects to my mind that just about covers the whole thing. And as I come before you, I'm very, I'm just not sure. I know that whatever subject that I attempt to talk to you about, that I must have the blessings of God and leadership of the Spirit, and I hope that you are praying to that end. Seemed like that possibly one subject or one place, some scriptures that has been with me this morning more than any other, will be found in the third chapter of the Roman letter and the first verses, in which we find some questions asked. Beginning with the first verse of the third chapter of the Roman letter. What advantage then hath the Jew, or what profit is there in circumcision? Much every way, chiefly because that unto them were committed the oracles of God. I think we should ask ourselves this question. Why does this chapter begin by asking questions? And these particular questions, why are they asked? Certainly, I think that we can understand that these questions are asked as a result of what has been said in the preceding chapter. Something has been said there that would make someone ask this question. Of course, the Apostle Paul, doing the writing of this letter to the church at Rome, is the one that asked the question, but I feel that he is asking it because there were people asking that question themselves. And probably the people who were asking these questions were Jews. You remember that when Christ came, he was born of the descendants of Abraham, was raised among the nation of Israel, the Jewish people at the time of Christ's life. The people were known as Jews at that time, but they were of Israel from a natural standpoint, and they had come to the conclusion, because that God had given the nation of Israel a form of worship of which that he approved, and gave no other nation of people a form of worship, they had come to the conclusion that they were the only people that God loved. That God didn't have a people among any other nations of people. And when Christ came and began to preach his own everlasting gospel, he first preached among the nation of Israel, among the Jews. In fact, the first 70 that he sent out, he restricted their going and says, go not among the Gentiles, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But after his resurrection, he said, go ye into all the world. But do you know that even the apostles themselves still did not understand that? We have recorded in the 10th chapter the Acts of the Apostles, the first time that a minister, that God directed a minister, an apostle, to go to a Gentile and preach to Gentile people. And that was the Apostle Peter. And when Peter finally did go and went into that old Gentile's house named Cornelius, he asked him, "For what purpose did you send for me?" And he also said, "You know it's unlawful for me to come into another's house, a Gentile's house." Now, that's not verbatim, but you go read it, 10th chapter, and you see what he's saying. Even the apostle had not yet learned that God had a people among all nationalities and kindreds. And so, as a result of that, they still thought that they were the only people that God loved. Now, these two questions: what advantage then hath the Jew? And what profit is there in circumcision? Let's go back in this second chapter and notice the things that has been written there and the principles that has been set forth in it. And if we can understand the principles that are set forth in the second chapter of the Roman letter, I think we can understand why the old Jew would ask those questions. I won't go back all the way to the very first of the second chapter, but I do want to begin reading with about the fifth verse. "But after thy hardness and impenitent heart treadest up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds, to them who by patient continuance and well-doing seek for glory, honor, immortality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first, and also of the Gentile, but glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first, and also to the Gentile, for there is no respect of persons with God." Now, I could take a lot of time and go to different places in the Scriptures to where that I feel that it shows us plainly that God is a respecter of persons. But that's not the subject now, and I don't have time to go into that. But if you would want me to after finished, I can take you to some places that plainly teach that God is a respecter of persons in some ways. But in regard to the subject matter and to the context of these expressions of Scriptures that we're dealing with, God is no respecter of persons. Now, that's one of the principles that the apostle is laying down here. And that goes against the grain of the old Jew that thinks that God respects him because he is a descendant of Abraham from a nationality standpoint. Now, let us go back and analyze some of these expressions. I want to mention some things in particular here. "But after thy hardness and impenitent heart treadest up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds?" One of the things that Brother Mann mentioned that attracted my mind is the necessity of understanding words and the meaning of words. Now, words